Morning, Todd. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, going well, thanks. Firstly, congratulations on the job you're doing there at the Warriors at the moment. Just how satisfying, firstly, was that win against the Tigers last Friday night, particularly considering you were down at half time?
Yeah, I thought it was really good for the organisation. Good for everyone back home, good for our guys here. We've been building towards that kind of performance for a while. You know, you take out that Cronulla game, I think our last 4 or 5 weeks we've just taken some small steps in the right direction, and I'm really pleased that we fought back from a deficit on a couple of occasions and got over the top of the Tigers team.
How are the group handling it, Toddy? Because obviously, you know, there's been talk about some of the players, and some players have left and gone back home, and there's a lot of challenges with the group being out here in Australia. How have you coped with it all, and how's everyone holding up?
Yeah, look, they're in a good space at the moment. We've had significant challenges along the way in the last 14, 15 weeks, some tougher than others, and we've handled them all in different ways. But I can only speak for us of the last, you know, week, fortnight. There's a good spirit in the place. Everyone's happy. We're getting well looked after here in Terrigal. So there's no excuses, mate. You know, the guys that wanted to go home have gone home, and everyone that's left here are willing to dig in and fight to represent our jersey with the best intentions.
Toddy, can I ask, it seems like there's a lot of people, you know, making their thoughts clear around trying to help the Warriors any way they can. Do you believe you've had that support from the other clubs? And were you disappointed with, you know, I guess someone like Sonny Bill Williams coming back into the NRL and not getting, I guess, a little bit of a push from the NRL to go to the Warriors?
Oh, look, I can understand why Sonny went where he went. You know, I was asked this question a couple of weeks ago, and I was pretty blunt. You know, I guess when it was made aware that we would be short of players, and this is weeks ago, I'm talking about weeks ago here, there were clubs coming out publicly and said that they'll help us out, we have to do whatever it took. But then when it comes to the crunch, there were several clubs that didn't go that way. And in this last 2 or 3 weeks, I understand that everyone's short on players, so it becomes harder. But there are some definite clubs that have been really open and really good to us. So I'm really appreciative of that. The comments I made a couple of weeks ago was probably aimed, you know, right back at the beginning. I was really frustrated about that. But, you know, as time's gone on, everyone's seen how it can work and been positive for both clubs, and everyone's become more open to it.
Todd, you indicated last night on NRL 360 that it was agonising for you to knock back the full-time job there at the Warriors, and family was a big reason for that. So reading between the lines there, you really want to base yourself in Australia going forward, correct?
Yeah, that's my preference, mate. I'll prefer that we kept it about footy, but I can understand where the questions are coming from. I don't want to put any more pressure on the group or on the club as it stands, but I was pretty clear last night around the reasons why I turned it down, and I hope you can appreciate that.
Describe the challenges faced personally then, Todd, in stepping up to coach this club facing the adversity that it's faced.
It's been challenging day after day. Coaching is the easy part of it. You know, the man management, dealing with, you know, all the external stuff happening off the field has been the biggest challenge. You know, from day to day and week to week, things change. And, you know, I think our group have handled it for the most part pretty well. Like I said, there are no excuses for us now. We're here. We want to do the best for our families back home. And that's our intentions over the next 8 to 9 weeks.
Yeah, probably not so much talking about this season, Toddy, but in the past, like, you know, a lot of people see the Warriors and they see a squad, they see it capable of playing finals football, and they miss out on playing finals, and they think they should be a juggernaut, this Warriors team. Why haven't they been able to get the consistency, do you think?
Oh, there are a number of factors there. The travel's a huge one. I know there are other teams that have to travel, but the time difference is a bigger issue than I thought it was ever going to be. You know, if we kick off at say 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock over here, it's either 8 or 10 o'clock back home. So you can't quantify how that impacts decision making and all that sort of stuff. You know, there's some other issues around a lot of our boys are rugby boys, are still learning the game. I don't think we have, a big number of actual footballers in our team. Mm. They can see a play and execute it. But, within the context of the game, we're still learning that, and that's our big improvement area for sure. You know, with 5 minutes on the clock, we might be down by two or up by four, and we see an opportunity on our own end and we'll have a shot at it. Maybe we should have been a bit more conservative, or there's an offload on offer and we just throw it because it's there, So that's, for me, I reckon, a big part of our improvement as a club.
Mm. Do you think that's got a lot to do with, Toddy, the pathways programs here in Australia and the competitions that we run compared to over there in New Zealand? Because they get used to playing that hard football and that grinding football rather than that miracle play and throwing it out the back and that type of football?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a big part to do with it, that system, and they learn how to play. The coaching has a big part to do with that. Our guys, they love to run hard, and they love the physicality of the game. And when things tighten up, that's what they revert back to. And instead of using some smarts, they might be able to find a pass or, get a bit of shape and play with their heads as opposed to what they possess physically.
Todd, Jack Hetherington's made an impression for you. Tell us about what he's brought to the club. And also, now, he's obviously on loan from Penrith and you're playing the Panthers next week. Can he play in that game?
Oh, we're having discussions with Penrith at the moment around that. I don't think they're that keen for it. So that's a dialogue that'll continue. Jack's been great for us. He's a different body shape. He's got good leg speed, provides an offload for us, and he's aggressive. He doesn't take a backward step. Jack makes me feel old because I played with his old man. That's the first player I've ever had to deal with as a coach. I've played alongside his father, so... But in saying that, he's coming in the group. He's dived into it. He talks. He's very vocal in our meetings. And he's been terrific. He's made every post a winner since he's been here.
Yeah, he's a good young player, and I'm sure that Penrith will be looking to get him back into their system once he finishes his stint up there with the Warriors. But another one I want to ask you about, Toddy, is Blake Green. There's been some discussion about him today in the papers about him moving to Newcastle in the next week or two. Do you know much about that?
Yeah, it's bubbling away at the moment. I don't know. Know exactly where it's at. I've left that to the recruitment of the club. I think we'll know more as the day unfolds, possibly tomorrow, but it's certainly a possibility, mate.
And Todd, finally, you've got Manly Friday night. How much have you had a look at them and what are you expecting?
Oh, they're a big, physical, tough team. They've got a really strong forward pack. Their middle forwards, their front rowers and their lock are tremendous players. So they'll be taking us on through the middle. They've got a couple of big boys out wide too, which carry the ball strong and are really smart halfback. So, yeah, we've had a brief look at them yesterday. We'll go into more detail as the day goes on tomorrow. And yeah, we know what we're up against. We're going to Brookie. And they're always hard to beat there. So we just need to turn up with the right mindset. Give ourselves the best opportunity to get a win.
Well, Todd, all credit for the job you're doing there at the Warriors, and thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.